This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Prospect that on the day Donald Trump leaves office, the Justice Department may indict him, that he may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time.
Wow. Adam Schiff saying what you just heard there, that he could go to jail. That has been what everybody's talking about during the day across the nation. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So, of course, Adam Schiff is a congressman from California, Democrat, talking about on the Sunday Swirl that he thinks he really has the prospect of facing some jail time. Who better to talk about this than Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Good. Yes, Kate, I can talk about jail time. Been there, done it.
Yeah, it's not good. I remember.
If you want to know, I'm an open book.
I remember you told me this for people who don't know. You know, Bob, how long were you in prison for, Bob? Like 18 months?
I did a plea deal for 18 months. The judge thought 30 looked better. So I did 17, but yes, so I did a plea deal for 18 months. Jack Abramoff scandal. Jack did 4 years, I think, which kind of was ironic to me. I don't think Jack did a quarter of what they're accusing Cohen of, but they're saying 4 years for Cohen. I think for Cohen, he got a gift.
Yeah, he did get a gift. And you told me this, too, and this is, I mean, you have a great book. And people can pick up your book still, right? They can go to Amazon and get it.
Right. Well, they can Google Bob Ney, site swiped, and it'll come up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that book is juicy. You talk about a lot of things, including John Boehner, who's now pushing weed.
Yes, it. yeah, he's a smoker anyway, and yeah, he wasn't very thrilled about the book. He did a press conference on it, so yes.
Gosh. All right, so you're being serious. You know what it's like to do jail time, mm-hmm. and you even said, I remember this when I first. And I treasure our friendship, and it's been now 3 years, I think, at least. But I remember when you told me what it was like when you left prison, and all of a sudden there was open sky. What was that like?
Right. It was like being unplugged, I said, from the Matrix. And then I had the cab go twice after taking a bus around the halfway house because it was a press onslaught when I went in, CNN Live and everything. And there was nobody. And I thought, I'm a nobody. No media, you know.
No media.
What do you do if you're a politician, you've been in jail, you go into the media.
Of course.
Everybody does that.
Of course. All right, so how about that comment from Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, who says there is that prospect of President Trump being indicted on the day he leaves office. He really believes that. He says he might be the first president in quite some time to face that jail time. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, he could be after he leaves. That's very interesting when Adam Schiff says after he leaves office. Look, Bill Clinton, we actually offered him a deal privately, five of us, that if he would say he lied, we wouldn't impeach, and then he would face a consequence of perjury, you know, afterwards. And, of course, he never did face perjury, although he purged himself, you know. So who knows? But I just note that Congressman Schiff says after the president leaves public office, because if you look at what they said with the sentencing guidelines, which is always the kind of juicy way the government writes things. They just don't say we're charging him. They say Cohen was greedy, and they go through this whole scenario, and Cohen and the president. I think, Kate, what's really important, if you look at the quotes of Jerry Nadler, who's going to be the new chairman of judiciary when the Democratic side takes the House, right? And he said, and these are his quotes, these were impeachable offenses. The president was at the center of massive fraud, several massive frauds against the American people. Here's his last part of the quote. Whether they are are important enough to justify an impeachment is a different question. So you notice Schiff says after he leaves, here's Nadler saying this is impeachable if he says, you know, it's important enough to justify. So I think all that leads to, and right now, in their verbiage, no impeachment. Anything he suffers may be afterwards.
Yeah, and you know what I have to say? That's not surprising to me. For all the people that would occasionally call or send me an email and asking me that or saying that, I would say I feel like 90% sure that's not happening.
You and I have talked about this. If you look back through your show, we have talked about this over and over and over. At this point, as we've always said, it's not going to lead to impeachment. I've still got to say today, after Friday, at this point, it is not going to lead to impeachment. And that's not just being, just for no reason, some type of defender. I'm just looking at, you know, whether Nancy Pelosi wants to politically suck the entire air out of the U.S. House for a year. When we were looking at impeaching Clinton, we had over 38,000 calls, visits, emails into our office. When this happens, Nancy Pelosi knows that she's been there. It just is sweeping. So they've got to be awfully, awfully sure to start saying, you know, we are going to impeach him. And who knows after these what will happen, you know.
Yeah, I agree. All right, how about this? How about the judge setting the Tuesday hearing in the Manafort case? What do you think he's going to get?
Well, I think Manafort's going to get a longer sentence. I mean, like I said, I was shocked that they were saying, you know, these, quote, despicable things about Cohen, and the government itself says 4 years. I think Manafort could be looking at, you know, at least 10. I mean, look, Rod Blagojevich was hit with 14 years for saying, hey, would somebody like to do a favor for Obama's Senate seat? He was governor of Illinois. So I think Manafort could expect at least a decade.
Yeah, I agree. I think at least a decade, too. We'll see. And then this last one, I mean, you've dealt with Supreme Court issues, the fallout from it, you know, of the three branches. You were involved in the legislative branch, but the judicial branch just a stone's throw away from where you were. The Supreme Court sides with Planned Parenthood and declined to take the big case up. I'm not really shocked by that either, are you?
No, because, you know, you hear Planned Parenthood, in all reality, not a large percentage goes towards abortions. It's small. A lot of it is exactly that, planning, you know, with protective sex and STDs and things like that. But this one is unbelievable in the sense that who ends up siding with, quote, the liberals, you know, on the court? Kavanaugh himself.
Yeah.
You know, who was, you know, the big, quote, conservative. But the bottom line is the Supreme Court said that it won't hear a case involving Planned Parenthood. And see, lower courts said that Medicaid recipients can challenge their state governments. So in the Supreme Court not picking up this case at all means it lets stand the fact that Medicare can petition and, you know, say, states, you can't do this to me. So it sides with Planned Parenthood. But I just thought it was interesting, Kavanaugh.
Yeah, I think so, too. For everything that everybody was saying, and then look exactly what happens. Yeah. Bob Nay, I'm glad you're
Thank
on
you.
The sunny side of the street, so to speak, hanging out with us.
All righty.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, coming up next, 611, what will it mean, Senator Orrin Hatch, with the new National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, he says, plus snow, let it snow or not. Next on ATN.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
It is the weather, and probably half the people are irritated about the fact that they can't get the luggage in an immediate sense of urgency, and other people understand it's the weather, you can't predict it.
The State Highway Patrol has responded to more than 500 crashes just since midnight. Our troopers are ready to help you, but don't make us have to.
Yeah, that's the deal. North Carolina bombarded by snow. You just heard the Governor Roy Cooper talking about it. Don't make us have to. And, of course, he's right. I have a friend that's been on this show, Meredith Elliott Powell, speaker, who travels a lot. She's a rock star speaker, so she gets booked a lot. But trust me, she would be snowed in. And she lives in Asheville, North Carolina. Crazy, crazy amounts of snow. Where, you know, when you're talking 10 inches up to 20 inches, 20 inches, in some places, you know what? You're going nowhere. But you can build a snowman. However, it causes accidents, like you heard Governor Cooper say, because people feel like they still have to get somewhere. And then the flights are delayed all over the place. So American canceled 400 flights on Monday. And it was bad. 1,100 flights to and from Charlotte, North Carolina, canceled. Sunday and then Monday, it was that bad. And then, of course, you know, it's a ripple effect. So you may be in a place where you're sitting there saying, well, I don't understand why my flight's delayed, but it's because of the snow and where they were coming from before there, you know, where before they landed, etc. And it is, like I said, that rippling effect. So you had about 300,000 homes. Boom, I checked this before I jumped behind the mic. In both South Carolina and North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, I know a ton of people listening to us in those places, if you can even hear us right now. Well, if you have us on the app, too. Remember, you can always flip on your app, and that's a good way to hear us. And that app is TuneIn Radio, or you could go to GCNLive.com and live stream it too. But anyway, 12 to 18 inches of snow in some spots. Whew. You know, snow to me is fantastic when it's just enough. Just enough means I can still navigate around the snow, because I grew up in a just enough state. And that's the thing. In New Jersey and Pennsylvania and in New York and the areas where I was, it was that kind of state. Every once in a while, you'd get bombarded and there'd be this wild blizzard, and it would be like, it would just feel like everything was silent. And then 2 days later, poof, gone. Just like anywhere else. But not something that was normal. In the Carolinas, you know, you get a lot of snow. You can get a lot of snow in the Carolinas. Alabama, iffy sometimes, sometimes not. Georgia, kind of the same thing. But anyway, people are socked in and digging out. The good news is that's going to all clear in the next day or two, and all of the flights will be back to normal, at least until the next weather system hits, whatever that might be. All right, I said I was going to talk about this too, and I'll tell you what, to me there is just nothing sadder than hearing about all of these suicides. And gosh, it just grabs you when you hear about these stories of we had no idea, and whether it's a young son or daughter at college or high school or whatever it might be, or somebody who seems like they're doing well, they're fine, and then the next thing you know, they're gone, and we're just left with all these questions. So it always becomes that bigger question of what can we do? What can other people do? What can they notice? Now, would you notice? And is there anything that we can do to help somebody when they maybe make a decision, a rash decision, they just at that moment, and they can't take it back, it's too late. So Senator Orrin Hatch is pushing the FCC to make 611 the new National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. He's not the only one. Him and Congressman Chris Stewart, both of them from Utah, of course, are saying that wouldn't this be great if we could do this and designate this so that there would be some sort of a lifeline, and it could be sort of a dual purpose thing. And imagine that if we could have this National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, so somebody in a crisis needs to speak with a counselor, they could do it right then and there. And how many millions of people or hundreds of people or thousands of people or whatever it might be could ultimately be saved. And, of course, there is a National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, but it's an 800 number, so it's 800-273-TALK. And they're saying if you made it simple, because somebody in that position is like calling 911. Boom, you call 911, it's an emergency. If you knew 611, if it just became, it was out there, 611, 611, 611, how many people would be saved? And I wonder if somebody would, because that number would be ingrained in your head, would somebody make that connection? Could lives be saved, you know, as a result of it? Because I do believe, and I've had many conversations with many psychologists and psychiatrists, and, you know, we've had them on this show, somebody sometimes is despondent at the moment where they could be reeled back in, but there's no one there. And they do reach and text or something, and it's just a normal text, and nobody has any clue that something else much more final is going to happen, and it's too late. You know, it's too late once that goes on. So I for one, would raise my hand and say, yeah, 611, let's do it. I'm all for it. Easy to remember, pump it out there. If people are going to be saved as a result of that, that's a good thing, because you know, just remembering it. And that's easy to remember, because who doesn't know 911? You know, my six-year-old niece knows 911. You teach kids that right away. How many times do we hear stories of, oh, it was amazing because the mother had a heart attack and the young child dialed 911, because it's so ingrained in a lot of people's minds, you know, that's the number to call. As we kind of ping for a couple of what I call cleanup moments in this segment, meaning there's a few things I can throw out and just squeeze in there before we jump to the other side and dive into the mailbag. Speaking of mail, more than 6,000 mail-in ballots in Florida weren't counted. That's what they're saying. I mean, what is going on with the Sunshine State? They can never get this right. It's always Florida. What is the answer when there's a screw-up? It's always Florida. So the Florida Department of State informed a federal judge last week that 6,670 ballots that were mailed in ahead of the November 6th midterm election were uncounted. They arrived after election day. They have to reach the offices by 7 o'clock on election day under the current Florida law. So, I mean, here's my question. Forget all that. Where were they? Why did the ballots not make it to the offices? I mean, there's a couple things wrong with this. One, we are encouraging, at least I am on this show, people to vote no matter what. Make your vote count. Does that really encourage people to vote when their vote isn't counted? I mean, come on. And you had these close races. So why even put any doubt in anyone's mind? Just make sure they're all counted. But look, if they're not there, they stamp the election official. It's done. We've counted it. And then all of a sudden these ballots come in. You know, the missing ballots came from 65 of 67 counties. So there's my question. Where were the ballots? How did they go missing? I don't get it. I don't get it. All right. Also missing is chief of staff in the White House. And Jared Kushner is saying that the president will make his chief of staff decision when he's ready to do that. And of course, his son-in-law is one of his trusted advisors, a senior advisor. He was on the Hannity show, and he said that he's going to navigate through the opportunities and figure out who's right, and, you know, that's it. And because he's losing his chief of staff, Kelly is leaving. And with that happening, that's a pretty big job. And you've got to have somebody in there. John Kelly, the current chief of staff, leaves. They got to have somebody else that they like or can count on or whatever. You know, the whole vetting thing that you do in your mind. So the word is that Kushner and Ivanka Trump are being considered. Boy, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it? I think the cries of nepotism might be too much, even for the Perez. I don't know that he would go in that direction. I know that we're going to zig and zag to the mailbag next. Kate Delaney here on my show, America Tonight.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Environmental protesters were on Capitol Hill pushing for what they're dubbing the New Green Deal. Former California Assemblyman Republican Chuck DeVore tells Fox News, this is not a good deal for you.
I think that in America, though, with this Green New Deal, you're going to see indirect taxation. In other words, more subsidies, more taxes, more mandates and regulations. You're going to see more cost for fuel, and it's going to really hit the working poor and the middle class the most.
As protests continue over the economic conditions in France, French President Emmanuel Macron says,
I don't want to be divided. I don't want the French people to be divided. Friendship is what must unite this country.
On Tuesday, President Trump is set to meet with top Democrats in the House and Senate regarding wall funding. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person. Letters, packages, paper.
Thoughts on what's buzzing in your backyard, what you feel like talking about, what you're doing for the holidays. I got a couple of those thrown out. Pretty cool. And if you're trying to reach the show, you know how you can do it. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, boom, you're in, and let it fly. So I got this one from Dylan, who says, Ms. Delaney, I got a copy of your book, and I just wanted to brag about it. I wanted to brag about the fact that I've never gotten anything on Amazon, even though I always talk about it, because I actually like shopping. So I was going to do the Barnes & Noble route, but instead I decided after I heard you say Amazon that I was going to get it there. I am in a day midway through it, and I really like it. The reason I like it is because you tell that crazy story about being shot at in Mexico, which blew my mind, and about the ballot boxes being stuffed. I've heard you mention something about that on the air before. And then I had no idea about your background, so I was curious about that. Plus, I think you really try to drive home the points that what do you do when your path changes, how are you adapting? And I think everybody needs to hear that message, because how often did your path change? Are you kidding? It was ridiculous. You know, there's a fork in the road. Which way did you go? I've taken every road. So I'm the roundabout. I'm the roundabout. Thank you so much for saying that. Appreciate it. Dee, it's nice. We go to this one from Will. Will says, my oh my, it is Christmas time. You can tell. You said it. It's like somebody turned on the traffic. It's insano. And I live in Iowa in a small town that seems like it might as well be Midtown Manhattan, which I escaped from a long time ago. And I got to tell you, I really like December, because I think it is a good time to remember, to be grateful, to thank people who are good to you, to thank everybody and wish everybody well. And I think there is good cheer, even if we're in tough times for some and prosperous times for others. I think it's a good re-rack, and the fact that we set our calendar that way makes complete sense to me. Do you agree, Kate? Do you think it is a good time to take stock? Oh, of course. You know, that it is like that line. You know, it's funny, because we have Dawn Zier on the show a bunch, who's the CEO of Nutrisystem. And, of course, their busiest time, just like gyms and yoga studios and anything connected to getting in shape or diet or whatnot, is in January. Why? Because people take stock and they go into the beginning of the next year and say, oh, I'm going to lose that 25 pounds, that 10 pounds, that, you know, 60 pounds, whatever it is. Or I'm just going to be healthier and I'm going to work out and I'm going to do bump, 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 bump. I think the key is in taking stock at the end of the year. It's easy to beat up on yourself and say, I didn't do this, I didn't do that, this didn't happen. Like, you know, we could all have lists that could wrap around a building. Everyone has that. But remember the things that you did do that, you know, made you a BDD. I call a BDD a big damn deal for that day. Whatever you did, you helped someone, you felt good. You completed a 5K. You got your taxes in on time and it made you feel good. And not angry, whatever, just anything. Just make a list. That's what you do. You make a list of what you did that made you feel good. If it's three things, it doesn't matter. And that way, if you're taking stock, you'll feel much better about it. Instead of the other, ugh, I didn't do this, I could have done that, and why didn't this happen, blah, blah, blah. You know how that is. All right, we'll move on to another one. This one is from Bobby, and Bobby says, hi, Kate, I've emailed the show a couple of times, and here I go again. Wow, gasoline is so cheap. I've just spent some time in California with my sister. I live in Michigan. That's how I know you from the show years ago, and gas prices out there even are a little lower than they normally have been. So what's the deal with the prices being so low? Well, of course, the, you know, OPEC and other countries agreed last week to slash oil production by, you know, 1.2 million barrels a day. So think about that. And they were trying to increase prices. But the thing is, for that to all catch up, it hasn't caught up. It hasn't caught up. So when you look at what the prices are, gas is going to, I think it's going to continue to go downward during the holidays. I mean, the average price is $2.40. That's crazy. That's for regular. And the U.S. price of oil has fallen by a third since the peak in October to about $51. On Monday afternoon, that was the price of it, the highest for gas ever, $4.10 2008. Anytime it gets around that $4 mark, people just freak out. But having the slide is good. Take advantage of it, right? I mean, you could look at it in different ways, but from the point of view of just the consumer of driving up and gassing up, a lot of people are prone to SUVs. Remember, we just saw the big slashes from GM because of the kind of cars they had and the sort of mini SUVs that people want that cost much more to fill up the premium. But even that's gone down, of course. So this is the time to take advantage. Absolutely take advantage. All right, let's go to this one from Kelly, listening to us in Florida. Kate, I have to say, I just don't understand what's going on in schools with kids and threats and guns. And my kids are grown, and they're about to have kids, and I really fear for my grandchildren. I'm not paranoid, and I'm not somebody who looks at the negative side of life, but I can't help but be assaulted by all these headlines and insulted at the same time. I feel so sorry for any parent who has lost a child simply going to school when someone opened fire. I agree with you. I think it is scary. I can't imagine that feeling. And I'll give you an example. I just look at my own friends and my nephew and my nephews and nieces and where they go to school, and I don't think about it. I just don't think about it. I've asked them, they know what to do, all this stuff. But I don't think, well, what's going to happen there? I'm going to, you know, there's so many schools, thousands of places, from little elementary schools to big schools. But do you think in Sandy Hook they thought that was going to happen? No. Do you think in Florida and Parkland they thought that was going to happen? No. And then I was reading a story today that 2 8th graders were arrested because they started spreading a fake school shooting threat at a Maryland school. So a parent contacted the school to report seeing a social media post from a kid warning not to come to classes the next day because another was threatening a school shooting. So they investigated it, and they say that the student in question didn't make the threat and that 2 8th grade students were responsible for the report. So that's great. So on top of everything, you have fake threats. And there was a fake threat a year after the same middle school went under lockdown after a separate shooting threat was also found out to be a hoax. So that's not good. And not funny and serious, those students were referred to juvenile services. So bravo, because that's not right at all. And it is scary. And it becomes the question, what do you do? If I'm a parent and I go to those PTA meetings and I say, okay, what's happening here? What can we do? But you can't wrap them in bubble. You know, in a bubble wrap, you can't. Homeschooling, some have answered back that way, but that's not a realistic possibility for most people. So you have to be diligent. You have to be on top of what's happening. What is the school policies? What do the kids know how to do? What are the teachers doing? And this goes back to that debate, armed teachers or not armed teachers. In Israel, they have them, but it's smaller. Some of the schools are smaller. And in some cases, you're comparing apples and oranges. And there are some school districts, by the way, where you do have teachers that are armed, depending on the state. Some school districts have added more guards. It's really tough. It really is. And I'll take one more. Let's see. This one is from Jefferson. I like that name. Jefferson says, Kate, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? Oh, are you kidding? If I knew the answer to that, well, I'd put a few nickels on that. I don't know. You know, if because we do that nail the score thing, and I'm assuming that got him thinking about it. I think it's wide open. There's some great teams, and those teams consist of some of the usual suspects and then some others. I like Kansas City, for example, and Pat Mahomes. He's young. He's got young teammates around him. I also like the chances of maybe the Cowboys flipping it around. Well, they're a long shot. What about the Bears? What about the Rams? What about the Patriots? I got about 7 teams on that list. That's a tough question. Hang with us. We're invading the man cave. Speaking of sports, next with me, Kate Delaney. Oh,
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Here on America Tonight. So, who hit the jackpot? Well, you could say anybody who's gotten a big contract has hit the jackpot. But I'll tell you who's hit the jackpot. Amari Cooper. You know, he is playing for cash, as Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, would say. Our game of the week, the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles, I'll get this out of the way, nobody nailed the score. But Amari Cooper was incredible. Three touchdowns for Amari Cooper. Just looks so, so good, including the key overtime touchdown that they needed. The guy is a speed demon. A 75-yard touchdown was just one of his highlights. 217 yards, three scores in a game. His yardage was the most by an NFL receiver this season. His three go-ahead touchdowns in the fourth quarter and overtime, most by any NFL player in history. So ding, ding, ding. Jerry Jones says it's the golden opportunity of picking up Amari Cooper from the Raiders in exchange for his team's 2019 first-round pick near the mid-season point. So he's right. The cast-off of John Gruden makes no sense to me, but it is the great fortune of the Dallas Cowboys. So you could say that Jerry Jones saw the apples go across the board for the ding, ding, ding slot machine. And the same thing for Amari Cooper, because both will get the ultimate payoff. And these Dallas Cowboys are a lot different with their fifth straight win than they were in the beginning of the season. Their identity is emerging, and he's part of the reason why. He says it's a dream come true that he's found new life since leaving Oakland, and he's loved every minute of it. He said this is exactly what he thought of playing in the NFL would be like as a youth. He said it's the perfect example from the city, the facilities, winning, watching the defense out there, watching the offense out there. He said, flat out, dream come true. So good for him. And big win for the Dallas Cowboys, who, you know, they ended up winning, beating the Philadelphia Eagles in a thrilling mid-afternoon game on Sunday, where, you know, so much was at stake in the NFC East. There's still three games left on the board for both of the teams. But, boy, the Eagles, who won the Super Bowl last year, are struggling compared to the Cowboys. But this was overtime. It was a great game. Cowboys 29-23. A great time to remind you that we will be doing the Nail the Score thing on Wednesday into Thursday's show. Final segment for our first hour for everybody who wants to jump on that action. And you just call and I pick the game of the week and you tell us who you think's going to win and what the final score is going to be. Or shoot me an email to katedelaneyradio.com. As long as you do it in that segment, you are covered, as they say, my friends. Covered. So it was a crazy week. Seahawks beat the Vikings on Monday night, 21-7. Wrapping that action up, 8-5 their season. Wow. And they it just was almost got shut out, the Vikings. It was 21-0 pretty much all the way. So they scored a touchdown at the end to prevent that. The Bears beat the Rams in a shocker on Sunday night, because while it was predicted that we might see a bunch of offense, we saw a bunch of defense. And somebody jokingly said to me, you know, the score could be like a 6-5. But it really almost was that. 15-6, the Bears win it. 15-6. What happened? Like I said, defense. The Bears' defense overwhelmed the Rams and Jared Goff. That's what, happened. And how about the Raiders? The Raiders are terrible, horrible. Everybody's talking about, oh, yeah, good luck going to Vegas. They did beat the Steelers to pick up their third win of the season, 24-21, a tight game, and they finished on top. That's, you know, what matters in the end. The Chargers are for real, 26-21, beating the Bengals. They're now 10-3, so they held them off. Phillip Rivers, of course, is a solid quarterback. He has targets. There's the difference. Colts shocked the Texans with that win because the Texans were on a hot win streak. Giants blew out the Redskins. But the Redskins are who? Who are they playing? They have the most injuries, I think, of any team in the NFL to significant players. So 40-16. Saints back in their winning ways, beating the Buccaneers 28-14. And here's the other big surprise. I guess I buried the lead in a way, or a couple of leads. The Dolphins, with the magical finish, beat the Patriots 34-33. Wow, that's a big win. a huge win. They're calling it the Miami Miracle and how they stunned the Patriots. It's not exactly how they planned it, but they're still alive in the AFC, in the AFC race. They're second in the AFC East. So what happened was, it was what we call a wildcat explosion. And it was shocking. 17 seconds in the game, 69-yard touchdown, two laterals, a couple of downfield blocks, and an odd decision by the Patriots. And, you know, Dolphins receiver Danny Amendola said, "I've never seen anything like it. It was crazy." They were at their own 31-yard line with 7 seconds, down by 5 points. They had that just chance, a fleeting chance at that, of their defense holding the Patriots to a field goal after a first and goal situation on the previous drive. So Dolphins coach Adam Gase called Boise a hook and lateral play similar to the one Boise State ran a long time ago in the Fiesta Bowl. And so there you go. Ryan Tannehill throws a 15 to 20 yard pass to Kenny Stills. He runs an inside curl. He then pitches to receiver Devontae Parker. Parker then finds running back Kenyon Drake, trailing the play with a lateral. They just hope for Drake or another player behind him on the field to find the opening and break some tackles. And how about that? The Patriots were stunned. It was soft defense. And that's it. That they pulled it off. It is the Miami Miracle. So that's one of your big takeaways of the weekend. Never say die, right? Never, never, never. Because who knows what's going to happen. How about the Browns? They pick up the big win over the Panthers, 26-20. And Cam Newton is going in the way wrong direction. And then the Packers, without their head coach for the first time in 13 years, Mike McCarthy, ousted after last week's game. Packers beat the Falcons 34-20. The Chiefs pick up another win. They're 11th. Pat Mahomes, 377 passing yards and a couple of TDs. And all of the hubbub over Kareem Hunt, the special running back who was booted for lying, the team says, about domestic violence thing that bubbled up. And then the video all of a sudden surfaces. So Spencer Ware is the lead running back, and he has 15 carries, 75 yards. The Chiefs pull off the victory. So again, just a reminder, we will be doing the Nail the Score thing, and Nail the Score comes up on our Wednesday into Thursday show in our final segment, your chance to win some prizes, bragging rights, all that stuff, as we pick the game of the week in the NFL. It's, oh, just that easy. It is. It's just that easy, right? Hey, congratulations to the Heisman Trophy winner, too, Kyler Murray from Oklahoma. Yep, another Sooner. Back-to-back years, best player in college football. That is quite an honor. It's been an honor, as always, to be here on these airwaves with all of you across this great nation. Make it count, everybody. Kate Delaney on America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.